Peter, fair to say, Donegal on a bit of a high at the moment between under-21s and seniors. Certainly, I suppose the seniors have been the real revelation of the league so far.
Yeah, you have to say that. There was a bit of trepidation going into the league with so many players retiring, so much experience gone. But we just couldn't believe how well the young lads have taken to the National League, and given maybe a bit of freedom by Rory Gallagher as well, and they've certainly taken it. They're scoring points from distance, which, and scoring a lot of points from play, which even the good teams we had in the past, they were relying probably on Colin McFadden and Michael Murphy from frees to win league games at this time of the year. But to score 12 last week and only one from a place ball, that's something that we haven't had in recent years, so that a new aspect to our play.
Yeah, and I suppose after not getting off to that great a start, and slow enough, they've really improved over the last couple of games, haven't they?
Yeah, probably a little bit fortunate in Roscommon to get that result. Roscommon probably should have won that game. They had the chance to secure the victory and didn't take their point, went for goal. And then Owen McHugh went up the other side and scored a point. And that could be a very, very, very important point in the overall scheme of things. It gave Donegal a bounce. They went home with a spring in their step from Dr. Hyde Park. And, they haven't looked back since.
And it's a lot of people, I don't want our Tyrone people to think that we're gloating, but certainly gloating on the first half performance against Tyrone last week.
Yeah, that was probably the best game of half of football we've seen from any Donegal team in quite a while. You'd nearly make comparisons to the All-Ireland final appearance of 2012 in Croke Park. Given the conditions, the skills, the ball handling, and the score taking was top notch. And if it's a shape of things to come, then we can really look forward to the summer.
Monaghan tomorrow. Most people feel that there'll be a different kettle of fish to anything they've played so far.
Well, we would have expected something similar from Tyrone last week, but I think Tyrone were a little bit below par. I wouldn't read too much into the result. Monaghan have always been sticky opponents for Donegal. A very good close encounter in Castle Blaney last year. Colin Walsh got up in injury time from full back to sneak it for Monaghan, and that point actually saved them from going to Division 2. The result didn't really matter that much to Donegal. They ended up in the league semi-final anyway. Colin Walsh missing tomorrow. He's out injured at the moment, hasn't played in the last couple of games. But it's a fairly solid Monaghan team that has been picked. No changes from last week's one over Roscommon. They had the two Hugheses in the middle of the field. They have Jack McCarron, who is playing quite well at full forward this year. A player that was forecast good things for him when he was under 18. Remember playing against Donegal in vocational schools, and he was an out and out striker. But he's been troubled by injury in recent times, but seems to be back this year, and he'll be another threat for Donegal tomorrow. But overall, it's going to be a tight game. Donegal have a very good record in Ballyshannon, haven't been beaten since 2009 there, have won all their league games since. So, there should be a very, very big crowd, given that I think Monaghan may be travelling with 2,500, and with the forecast, exceptional summer-like weather, we should have a very good game.
A lot of Donegal people looking up and talking about a league final place. Is it a little premature for that yet?
It's probably a little premature, but if Donegal were to win tomorrow, they would have one foot in that league final. Now, whether it's something that they want or something that that they need, maybe two different things. They're heavily involved in the under-21 championship, and then because of that replay, were they to win their semi-final next week, they would have four Wednesdays in a row and four Sundays in a row if they were to make a league final, and that's a heavy load of football for the, especially for the players that are prominent from the under-21s and the seniors. the likes of Owen Vaughan and Michael Carr, Jimmy Brennan, who have been playing nearly every minute of every game. Very tough on them. But, you know, young players will want to play. It was obvious maybe on Wednesday night in the under-21 match that Owen Vaughan was, you know, he took a couple of hits and was feeling the pain a little bit. So maybe players might have to be managed a little bit as well. But I'm sure Rory Gallagher would love to get this young team back to Croke Park for a tilt at probably Dublin. It looks like Dublin will make the final, maybe probably on Saturday night if they beat Roscommon. They would have one foot in that final as well. But if Donegal were to beat Monaghan, they'd be in a very strong position in the fact that they would have they have beaten Monaghan and Tyrone, and if it came to a head to head on 9 points, even, you know, they would have first choice on that final.
In relation to the under 21s, first of all, do you expect them to be played this weekend?
The under 21, I don't see why some of them won't be. It's nearly got to the stage now where they are an integral part of the senior team as well. They have been used, I suppose. Owen Vaughan and Michael Carroll and Jimmy Brennan have been the most used. The others have been used, I suppose, sparingly. Kean Mulligan is, you know, a player of potential that has missed out because of injury, and I'm sure Rory Gallagher probably want to have a look at him. He got a full half last week and scored as well on his debut. He is a talent for the future as well, and I'm sure Rory would like to have a look at him. And I'm sure there are others too that hopefully, you know, maybe Patrick McBurty might be back tomorrow. We don't know what the situation is there. Also, Keelan Ward. If Patrick and Keelan were available to Rory, then it might ease the selection on the under-21s. But we won't know probably until shortly before the throw-in.
And we're speaking ahead of any team announcement. Do you expect many changes or any changes from last week?
It depends on, I'd say, the fitness of Caelan Ward and Patrick McBurty. I'd say that's the only area where they may look to make changes. If they were available, you would expect that they would come in. That might ease the like of Michael Carroll, or somebody might step down, or Jimmy Brennan. They might be kept in reserve, but, you know, we won't know probably until very close to the throw-in.